USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Full steam ahead as President Trump is continuing to make final plans for his rally on Saturday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the first rally in months because of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
We're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's a crowd like I guess nobody's seen before. We have tremendous requests for tickets like I think probably has never happened politically before.
The president also taking to Twitter and saying any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to be in Oklahoma, please understand you will not be treated like you have been in Seattle, New York, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene. Juneteenth celebrations continuing across the United States. June 19th marks the end of slavery in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Seattle business owner Joy Rodolfo says his city's troubles began long before demonstrators took over six city blocks and called it the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP for short. Rodolfo saying he's seen the crime rate surge, more homeless people, and drugs and gangs taking over his downtown. He tells Fox News many business owners are fed up and leaving the city.
Speaking for myself and for other friends that have either restaurants or other businesses, I can tell you that it's about to have... Seattle is going to experience a mass exodus, and I hear people going to Idaho.
The Treasury Department is reporting U.S. charitable donations in 2019 were nearly $500 billion and marked the highest contributions ever. The Treasury Department saying that individuals, corporations, and foundations gave $446 billion to charities in the United States last year. That's an increase of just over 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at eAuto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is encouraging Elon Musk to move Tesla's operation to Texas, a state that has been consistently ranked as a top business-friendly state in the United States. Cruz telling Fox Business Tesla does have a history with Texas and that he had a great conversation not too long ago with Musk.
Well, I'm very optimistic about Tesla. When Elon Musk expressed loudly his dissatisfaction with their headquarters in California, I immediately responded with a tweet welcoming him to Texas, pointing out we love jobs in the state of Texas. I actually followed that up by calling Elon. He and I spent about 45 minutes on the phone. I was actually taking a walk in my neighborhood and on the phone with him, and I wanted him to hear from me directly. I was walking my dog, so it was sort of an interesting strolling around, walking my dog, and telling him, come to Texas. We love jobs. We don't have the crazy lunatics you've got there that'll shut your factory down, that'll drive up your costs. And let me tell you, I've got some... Elon already has significant businesses in Texas. SpaceX, which he also owns. SpaceX has a rocket launch facility down at the southern tip of Texas, which they want to expand dramatically. They have a rocket testing facility in McGregor, Texas, which is just outside of Waco. I've been there before. And so I leaned in very hard saying, Texans, we like innovation. We like entrepreneurs. We like jobs.
For USA Radio News... I'm Tim Berg.